Taping is a Blue Sky Broadcasting sports presentation. Sandpoint High School football is on the air. Welcome to the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. An in-depth look at tonight's game with head coach Ryan Knowles. Now, down to the field with the voice of Bulldog football, Chris Chatburn.
Coming to you live from Moscow on KSPT and on Rock 103. Just about 10 minutes to go here, maybe a little more before we get this game off and rolling. At Sandpoint, it is Moscow. Glad you're along with us tonight for Bulldogs football. Chris Chapman here. Jay Vandenberg will be joining us here in a few minutes, and we have an exciting football game to go for you tonight. Already played freshman game a little earlier this afternoon and into the evening, ended up in a 20-20 tie, and we should see something pretty interesting tonight here from Moscow, because we've got this game tonight and then a game next week. Those will be the games for Sandpoint that will determine the playoff participation and seeding, and we look forward to seeing what's going on with the game coming up here in just the next little while. We're going to take our first break here on the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show. When we come back, we will talk with the head coach of the Sandpoint Bulldogs, Ryan Knowles, and we'll do it after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with MobiMoney included with your checking account, only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7BTV.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
We're back on the Oaks Fresh Market pregame show here on KSPT and Rock 103. Getting set for Moscow, and we are talking now with head coach Ryan Knowles. Coach, 69-14, two games, Lake City and Lewiston. For the guys, that had to feel really good.
It did. It did. And, you know, it was a tough game getting ready for last week. You know, it's Lake City, and they're on the rise too, you know, and the year before we had lost double overtime to them. So it was another, start calling this the revenge tour, really, because, you know, again, in my mind, I'm still in program mode. You know, how are we getting things right from, you know, what I consider some lean years. So,
sure.
You know, when you look at the difference between scores 2 years ago to last year, that's positive, you know, and that's where I'm seeing gains and see us doing some good things. But, you know, there's also plenty to work on as well. You know, you look at the score and it really doesn't show the whole story. You know, they lost their best player in the second series of the game. And in my opinion, I thought the quarterback was a dynamite player, and he's just a junior. So, assuming he'll be on the schedule again next year, he's a formal opponent, and I don't wish for injuries sure. on anybody. You want teams at their best, but you take what you get. You know, it was an injury. We didn't even notice it. It was on a fourth down on their sideline, and you know, you don't even notice the guy get off the field. And it took us a while to understand and see the change in their game plan. And you start when you look back, you can see a little bit more than maybe we noticed at the time, but. You know, I was super proud of the big returns that we had. I mean, those were game-changing events. You know, we kind of blew it open in the second quarter there with you know, just some big plays, like
yes.
big-time playmakers right
no
now.
No doubt. So. You know, one of the other reasons I think that, you know, that score differential is a lot different is, you know, the play of your quarterback has been spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just absolutely making the throws, not making bad decisions, really. You know, I don't know how you guys are grading him out, but based on what I see, Jackson Pettit has played incredibly well.
Well, we graded him out as our player of the week on offense as a coaching staff. You know, and he could probably have it a few other weeks. You know, we like spotlight guys, and he's just been steady Eddie this year. You know, he's got a – You know, he's embraced the system. He's always been a very smart, cerebral guy, you know, since I've known him. And he's handling it well, and he's managing the offense well. And when the big plays are there, he's executing on them. And, you know, Garrett Cox has just been running possessed, you know, which is great, which, you know, really helps the quarterback, obviously. And, you know, so it's been fun to see. It's been fun to watch them gel. You know, obviously it takes time in a new system, and it's been fun to see them gel, and I really don't think we've seen the full capability of it yet, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's talk about the new system and, you know, the guy who brought it in, Jeremy Thielbar. It's pretty impressive to watch him work, A, on the sideline, and then
animated,
you know,
right?
What's that?
Very animated.
Yes. Very, very. You can tell what he's thinking. Let's just put it that way. Even from our vantage point up in the booth. But not only that, but just the, you know, the ability to, from the stand there on the sideline, assess what he thinks the defense is going to do, and then get the team in the right play to counteract it.
That's right, and that's football. You know, that's football, and his experience is showing. You know. It's the same thing, you know, on defense. You know, you put a plan together, but the plan has to mold mm-hmm. and change as the game goes on. And, you know, especially with defenses, they change week in, week mm-hmm. out. You know, when we were going against Connell, they were four down, and they show up in a three down, you know, three defensive linemen in that game. So it's like you gotta handle some adjustments fairly quickly. And, you know, he's you know, this is his offense, this is his craft, so mm-hmm. so he, you know, he knows how to adapt and change and talk to the players, and he can see things. I like to say experience gives you the ability to predict a little bit better what's going to happen, because if you're always reacting, it's kind of tough. So, you know, that I see that in him, and it brings it. And, you know, the other thing I've said all along is he does a great job spreading the ball around. He keeps everyone involved, and you know, it shows, and it shows in the enthusiasm of the boys. You know, it's if you're just running the ball every play, you know, receivers have a tendency to check out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're throwing the ball every play, you know, what are you doing with your running back? So, you know, that's just one of those natural occurrences that happen on offense. I've been impressed with the way that he gets everyone involved, you know, with getting Keith Jensen to run for a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
you know, two weeks ago.
Yep.
Like,
sure.
That's
totally.
That's the kind of stuff where you say, okay, you can't just beat in on one guy against us.
On the other side of the ball, you know, obviously, you know, you've lost your best player on defense, Tag Benefield, and you've had to move some guys around. But, you know, those guys have really, you know, sort of stepped up to try and fill the void.
That's right. And we miss Tag. You know, we do. He's you know, reigning defensive player of the conference, you know, the middle of our defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. People close to the program know, but I don't know how many people on the outside understand that, you know, that the level of player that we lost there with him for the year. So, you know, we do miss him, but I am very much a next man up type of guy. And, you know, we can't skip a beat. We can't worry about that. We have to move on. And, you know, Sam Puckett jumped in that position last week and, you know, filled it admirably. He's doing a real good job taking care of the middle of the field. And, you know, a couple other guys just stepping up to fill the void. You know, when you talk about losing somebody, it's not one guy that has to make up for it. You know, yeah, Sam Puckett doesn't, you know, is not just going to automatically be tagged Benefield. But
no, but he had to also move positions, and someone's got to move into his spot as well.
Exactly, exactly. So we've been playing with a little more of Brandon Casey and Jake Sir on D-line, which they're loads. They work their tails off. Jake Ryan has been playing really well mm-hmm. the last couple of weeks. Tyler Lehman he was already a good player, but he's even increased his level in the last couple weeks. And a guy who really showed up last week, you know, is kind of his coming out party, if you will, was Isaac Webb. I mean, he led our defense in tackles with 13 and had two tackles for loss. And, you know, this is his first year starting, and, you know, in game number six, he looks like a veteran, as he should. He's not in his first varsity reps mm-hmm. anymore. So yeah, he's showing that. So, you know, and with Elijah Larson getting that big pick six, and, you know, a lot of that was off of his athleticism
no
and,
doubt.
You know, pretty impressive. So, you know, I kind of going across the board here, I left out some names, but that doesn't mean they're not doing a great job. It takes all 11.
Well, let's turn our attention now to the task ahead, because the next 2 weeks are the weeks that determine what happens, you know, in the future to follow. What do you see from Moscow?
Oh, they're crafty. I mean, they have an operation on offense. Their quarterback leads it, and he's a great player. You know, he knows how to run it. You can tell he's a coach on the field, and you know, we're gonna have to get him out of his comfort zone. If you will, if we're going to have any success on defense. And, you know, we obviously have a plan, but, you know, we always have a plan. It's how the boys execute it and how we adjust to some of their details. And, you know, we have to stop their run. You know, he's a good quarterback and throwing the ball. And if I look at the game last year, I attribute their fourth quarter run game as what ultimately got it done for mm-hmm. them. And when I watched the film of this year, they very much like to get the run game going and use the pass to loosen up the box a little bit, if you will. So, you know, it really starts with number 10, and you know, they have some really good looking wide receivers that play hard and catch the ball. They have a tight end that I know is a good athlete from track, and knowing him, he's a very solid player. So, you know, they have the parts, absolutely.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing how the game plays out, and good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll be back to wrap up the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
The days are getting shorter, the leaves are starting to turn, the horses are putting on their winter coats, and George just bought a bunch of 4-H livestock at the fair. These are all signs that fall is on the way, and at the co-op, that means fall specials. George has just put all the Speco log splitters on sale. For the month of September only, all Speco log splitters are $100 off. This sale is limited to stock on hand, so hurry in for best selection. Patty has most of the remaining soil amendments and fertilizers in the front parking lot marked down for September. This sale is also limited to stock on hand while supplies last. You can check out this sale in the co-op roundup due in mailboxes September 6th. And Suzanne has some pet food and dog blanket specials happening in the store just in time for fall. Find these specials and so much more at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
Here at KSPT and Rock 103, our awesome is Sandpoint. Washington Trust Bank wants to help you get your awesome, whether it's a new boat or a new business. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
And we're back on KSVT and Rock 103. It's Bulldog football as we are closing in on kickoff tonight. Chris Shepard and joining me now, standing to my right, once again, Jay Vandenberg. Jay, well, all the preliminary games, all the, you know, oh, we played this and played that team, it's all over now. It's really down to we play this week, we play next week. You take care of your business in these two games, and you could be home for a long time in the playoffs.
No, absolutely, Chris. This is what the season's all about. You know, you kind of have the practice game, kind of figure out what your role is going to be and what every kid's role is going to be. And tonight, well, we got back-to-back weekends. We got Moscow this week. I know this one is checkmarked on Ryan and Coach Knowles' list. You know, after last week, you know, they had the game in under control, right? Going into the fourth quarter and ended up losing by 20 points.
Yeah.
Gave up a lot of big plays. So, you know, deep down, this is the one he's been looking at through the first 6 weeks. And then you got Lakeland coming up next week. And it all starts right here tonight. You're not going to look past this one.
Well, yeah, because last year, that it went the wrong way in the fourth quarter. So we're having the toss of the coin right now. We had a game earlier, freshman game, tied at 20. Our freshman and sophomore combination playing against one lower-level team, I guess.
Yeah.
Guys mixed in all the way up and down the line and ended in a 20-20 tie.
It was a pretty entertaining game, Chris. And you know, Sandpoint had their chance to actually win the game here late in the fourth quarter. And Moscow made the play, and we did. And they come up with a 20-20 tie. And I tell you what, you know, there's probably about five or seven sophomore kids that came down and played with the freshmen. And it worked pretty good. You know, the future looks bright for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was. It sure does. So the Bulldogs have won the toss, I believe. Well, whoever it is, of course, they deferred, so we'll see. Looks like Moscow's won the toss. Nope, Bulldogs win.
Bulldogs win, yeah.
Yep. They've been on a pretty good run of winning the toss and deferring to the second half.
Well, it's really paid off dividends, you know. I mean,
yep.
The Bulldogs have gotten off some slow starts their first series, but, you know, they really had some really good second quarters, and then didn't have that opportunity, that momentum to carry on to that third quarter. The offense gets the ball, and they kind of, you know, I think, you know, Coach Spielberg does a great job of making some adjustments at halftime, and he kind of sees what the defense is giving them and what they're doing, and they've been able to capitalize on those first series of the third quarter. So, yeah, great job for the calling the coin toss.
So we're coming up on kickoff. Bulldogs will be kicking it away to the Moscow Bears. As the homestanding Bears, it was senior night, and this roster that they have given me, I always ask for the rosters beforehand. I sent a couple of emails to the to their athletic director, and didn't get one. So we have to go with the ones we got here.
Yeah.
I always blow them up to give them
right
for the old guys so we can see better.
Well, so, you know the deal is Chet. Chet was a Redinger.
Yep.
Redinger.
Yep.
He's the quarterback.
Yep.
And this offense is going to roll through him. The kid is he's a junior. He's going to run the football. He's going to throw the football. He's just a super athlete. He's a very good job. Does a very good job behind center, and he makes a lot of good decisions. But that offense is going to be dictated on what he does tonight.
So it looks like Ethan Hopkins, number 15 and number 21, Brandon Suquet, back to receive this kick that's coming from Dylan Peterson, and we are underway. The 4A league play is now off and rolling, and it is taken at the 20 on the far side. And a pretty nice tackle out across the 30 by the Bulldogs. And so Moscow takes over at the 33. And once again, Chad Redinger, the quarterback, he is number 10 on your radio dial. He is a junior. And Moscow will be going towards the western end of the stadium here. That is left to right across your radio dial. We thank Yokes Fresh Market for sponsoring the pregame show here on KSPT. And Rockland all three. So Redinger into the huddle and telling his teammates what's going to be going on here and which play they're going to run. Bulldogs defense ready on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. And here we go with Moscow in their black with red helmets and white numbers. Redinger, one man in motion. Now trips to the far side. They throw a bubble screen out on the far side, and it gets destroyed over there. Great play on the far side by the Bulldogs. That screen goes for negative yardage.
Yeah, Sam Puckett does a great job of. He's lined up one-on-one out to the outside. He just smashes his blocker and then goes and makes a nice play on the play.
So here we go. Now they have one back, four wides. Redinger. They say he got back to the line of scrimmage. Man in motion, near side for Moscow. Redinger, high snap, but he gets it, throws it again out into the flat. Nice move to the inside and a short gain out to the 37. So that's going to be third down now for Moscow after the gain of what looks to be about 5. So they'll give him a third down and 5 coming up. Moscow right to the line.
Yeah, Lance Harrison there on that deck, Chris, and just a little quick hitch off that right side.
Redinger empty backfield this time. Like everybody else now, final signals coming in from the sideline after everyone's set. Third down, first chance for the Bulldog defense to get a stop. Redinger, snap, dropping, looking, being rushed, gets away from the rush. He's got room to run now. He throws it at the last second. Coach Knowles thinks he was beyond the line of scrimmage, but they're going to give it to him, the completion to midfield. And that pass is caught by number 7, Elaine Hansen.
Yeah, Redinger does a great job of getting out of the block. He gets a little bit of pressure. He's able to work his way out to the right. Keeps his eyes downfield, Chris, and the guy open at the 50-yard line.
So first and 10, and then we got motion on the play as one of the linemen, the tackle on the far side from us, rocked out of his stance. So that'll make it first and 15 for Moscow. Beautiful night for football here in the mid part of October, huh?
Boy, it's been a beautiful day, Chris. A great drive down through the Palouse today, and here we watch a doubleheader for me. So it's been a great day of football.
So Redinger now, man in motion. They fake the handoff. Redinger keeps it, heads right up the middle, and he's going to get to the 50. That's a gain of about 3, so it'll be second down and a short 12 as Redinger just keeps it and heads right up the gut.
Yeah, Sam Puckett, just a little fly sweep to the right. Chris, he keeps it, and Sam Puckett stuffs the hole and makes a nice tackle on the play.
Once again, Redinger. Looking over to the sideline, as do all the skill players. Now they adjust slightly. The back changes sides of the formation. 3 wides and a lineman. Now they throw the screen pass to the running back, and he makes a great move up the middle and gets a first down or near first down yards out to the 40. It's caught by number 21, Brandon Suquet.
Yeah, he's going to be about a yard and a half short, Chris. But again, right now, Moscow's just showing a little bit of patience there. So the Bulldogs sit back in the little cover 2 man zone and just hitting the running back out of the backfield, and he's able to pick his way through some good blocking and picked about 8 yards on that catch and run.
So third down, they're going to call it 2. So a nice game there for Moscow. Tight formation for the Bears. Man in motion to the near side. Fake it to him. Redinger keeps it. He's got a first down. He's across the Bulldog 35 and down to about the 34 or so. Well, they'll mark it down. So another first down for Moscow. Pretty simple there.
Yeah, the Moscow Bears have done a little bit of everything in here through their first little series of games. And, they showed a lot of pass earlier in the season. And then last week, the Bulldogs doing scouts and boy, they ran the ball a ton against Lewiston and had some success. Even though Lewiston ended up winning on the scoreboard, Moscow is keeping the Bulldogs guessing here. It really comes down to a 2-game season, and this time they're putting the ball in their quarterback ready stand.
Yeah, the full house backfield this time for Moscow. 2 backs. They hand it off to the second guy through, and he gets a short gain down to about the 31. So 2 off the left side. It's 2nd and 8.
Yeah, just a simple dive off the left side, Chris. And Bulldogs do a great job. Just at the point of attack, everybody scrapes over. Allows, I believe it was Tyler Lehman that time on that tackle.
And Lehman, who's been dealing with that sprained ankle he got last week, got a little bit of a retape earlier, but he's out there and getting it done here early. 2 wides, near side, man in motion, empty backfield. Back to pass, Redinger throws. He's got a man wide open, and he makes the catch inside the Bulldog 25 down to the 23. Nice toe tap on the far side for number 4, Ben Postel.
Ben Postel, we'll hear his name in the basketball court too.
That's right.
Big kid, really athletic kid. And that time Elijah Larson just gave him a little bit of a space. And the quarterback looked at his running back going out in the flat. He kind of stares him down and then throws it to Postel on about a 10 or 12 yard out, and a first down for the Bears.
So man in motion, far side for Moscow, 1 back. Redinger fakes it, throws it. He's got a man open. It's dropped. hit by Larson, but that ball was a clean drop that time by Logan Shears.
Well thrown football, Chris. Again, the Bulldogs in that, kind of that, just that zone, and allowing the receivers to come off the screen or off the line of scrimmage untouched, and then, you know, the quarterback, you know, Redinger, is doing a great job of just finding that little space, and another well-thrown football. That time just not handled by the receiver.
Second and 10 now. Redinger, empty backfield. Standing in about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Man in motion. They hand it to that guy, and there's a run. It's going to be good for about 8 yards down to the 15-yard line. It's going to be a third down and short for Moscow.
Yeah, you know, that Moscow Bear offense getting in that area where the Bulldogs really haven't given up very many points here. And, you know, they've done a good job right now from the 30 to about the 15-yard line, and really mixed up a great job with the pass and the run, and that time getting close to that first down for the Bears.
So it's third down and one for Moscow. Ball at the 15. First possession for Moscow with 7:17 left here in this first quarter. Back to pass, Redinger looking, throwing. It's caught in the flat, first down, and a few more inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Moscow.
Yeah, pretty simple, Chris. Just, you know, the inside back. He lined up at the tight end position, Chris, and he just kind of acts like he's blocking, and he has worked out to the flat area, and not a Bulldog there. He's able to make a nice completion, good read by the quarterback, Redinger, and they pick up a big first down here inside the Bulldogs' 10-yard line.
So Moscow now has only faced one third down, if I remember correctly, on this drive. It's first and goal now. Redinger keeps it, takes it, hands it off, driving towards the end zone. Number 12, Sheeran, gets down inside the 5 before he's tackled. Ran through a couple of Bulldogs. It's second and goal from the 3.
Yeah, you know, a couple of Bulldogs had him stopped there at the line of scrimmage, and he's unable to wrap up. And he just kind of spins off the first tackler and then fights through an arm tackle on the second one, and is able to pick up a good about 4 yards. And you know, Bears are, you know, knocking on the Bulldogs' door here.
That's right. So second down and goal. Ball at about the 3-yard line. Redinger, empty backfield. Man in motion now. Redinger keeps it, goes away from the motion. He's going to be stopped short. Gains a yard, and it's going to be third and goal from about the 2.
Yeah, the offense is going to roll through Redinger, Chris, and you know, he kind of a pretty weak fake there through the running back coming across the middle, and you know he's going to keep off the left side, and Sam Puck, I believe he's the Bulldogs' spotter on the quarterback tonight, and he does a great job of scraping over the top and stopping Redinger from getting in the end zone.
So third and goal, Moscow, 2-yard line, looking to draw first blood, and really taking up a big chunk of this first quarter already. Nearly 7 minutes gone. 5:20 left first quarter, no score. Redinger again, man in motion. Redinger up the middle, and he is sucked down by Keith Jensen, and he's dropped at the 5-yard line for a loss.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, I think the strength of that Bulldogs, you know, is Keith Jensen. He does a great job of holding that middle, and he challenged him that time, and he gets off the center block and just sees the quarterback, wraps him up, and drops it for, I thought it was about a 2-yard loss, but it looks like one yard loss on the play.
Well, that's a district 2-yard gain there for the Moscow Bears, because the line of where he got stopped was the 5, but they gave him forward progress to the 4. So, fourth and goal now, Moscow. Redinger, empty backfield. Bulldog defense trying to do what they've done so many times. Stop inside the 5. Redinger throws. He's got a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown. Redinger rolls over, and then they find the big tight end, Postel, for the touchdown.
Yeah, just reading the play there, Chris, and they have a kind of a 3-level. They have the one guy going flat towards the goal line, get the second guy going out about 5 yards to the corner line, and then they bring in the other guy, Postel, the big kid, across the, you know, the third option, kind of throws it back behind the grain and wide open in a touchdown. A great play call right there by the Moscow Bears.
So Ben Postel, also the left-footed place kicker for this Moscow team. Kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 Moscow, 4:27 left first quarter. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this.
Trust Vets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that drives business to veterans in our community. This is accomplished through relationships, web directories, social media, and our Friend of Veterans program. Our website makes it easy for you to identify local veteran-owned businesses for your shopping and service needs.
In North Idaho, please support Trust Vet members like Barney Ballard and Ken Larson of North Idaho High School Aerospace, and Eric Jeffries from Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. Blue Sky Broadcasting is a proud partner of Trust Vets. To find out more, go online to www.trustvets.com.
If you're a veteran or know veterans in this community, please tell them about us. Trust Vets. They've earned it. For more information, contact Rich at filetto.rich@trustvets.com and visit our website at www.trustvets.com. Thank you.
Back on KSBT and Rock 103 as we get set for the ensuing kickoff as Moscow takes the opening kickoff and drives the length of the field. And they did it in methodical fashion, taking up 7 minutes and 33 seconds of the clock to do it.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris, and that's, you know, I mean, if I'm coaching the Moscow Bears, that's the plan, right? Keep the defense, the Bulldogs on the field, maintain the clock possession, and keep it out of this high-powered offense and the Bulldogs, and they just did that on that first drive.
So Postel comes in, kicks it. It's going to come down to Christian Niemela at about the 12-yard line. Bulldogs setting up the return. Niemela runs into one of his own guys and then gets tackled at the 24. And that's where the Bulldog offense will take over. First and 10 at their own 24-yard line. 4:21 left here in this first half of play. Moscow leading at 7-0 in the scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental. Proudly supporting the Bulldogs since 1979. They're in everything under the sun.
Got to love our sponsors, Don
Chris. Oh. Without a doubt. So here we go with the Bulldogs on offense. Four wides. Garrett Cox at tailback right next to Jackson Pettit. Pettit, couple of claps, hands it off, fakes it, throws it to Niemela, who drops it. Well-designed play, blocked up nicely, and Christian would have had some running room, but he forgot one thing.
Oh, yeah, you got to catch the ball first, Chris. You know, and Christian's had a great year so far this season, but that ball's thrown right on the number, and he's got to make that catch. That's a big game for him. Probably a Bulldog first down.
Second down. Bulldogs, they run the same play this time. Another nice run for Niemela. This time comes up with it, gets about 7 on the play out across the 30, so third down coming for the Bulldogs.
They dialed up again, didn't they?
And it's a hold. There's a flag and a hold against the Bulldogs.
Wow.
So instead of third down and short, the Bulldogs are going to be looking at second and long.
Yeah, you know, that was right in front of our face. Didn't really see what happened there. Looks like they're going to get called on Elijah Larson. An unfortunate mistake there by the Bulldog, and it puts them in a situation of second and long. And then the Bulldogs in their first series not going the way they wanted it to.
So second down and about 15. Make it 19. As they're all the way back inside that 15-yard line. Pettit back, looking, throwing across the middle. He's got a man. It's caught. I believe that's Max Thielbar with the catch. It is, and he's got about 12 of those 19 at least, and it's going to be third down and manageable for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, kind of getting back to that same spot of the last play, Chris. And a good job by Jackson Pettit just waiting for Max Thielbar to work his way across the field on about a 10-yard crossing pattern. And goes up and makes a great catch, and the Bulldogs in business.
Third down, and the Bulldogs run it right up the middle, and they are not going to get even close to the first down. So on third down and about 6, Bulldogs run it right up the middle, and they're going to have to punt it.
Yeah, you know, quick snap there by the Bulldogs, thinking they're going to catch the Moscow Bears maybe sleeping as they do the hurry-up offense. And to no avail, nothing happened off that right side of the Bulldog offensive line, and the Bears make their first big stop on defense tonight.
Punt coming. Brandon CK back deep. And then that punt is not going to be gathering much. It just rolls out of bounds at the 46-yard line of Moscow as the Bulldog punter had a little trouble there.
Yeah, you know, Blake Sherrill, sophomore, you know, he he kind of took over these punting duties after the fourth game, Chris, and kind of started to see him during Mount Spokane and that time. A perfect snap, had some time, and let it fly, and that ball just goes off the side of his foot, and Moscow Bears look down. They're right back in business here, just inside the at the 50-yard line. They got to 54 yards to the end zone.
That's right, 46-yard line of Moscow, and right now the Bulldogs, after a three and out essentially, or with the penalty, looking at Moscow getting the ball right back, already up 7-0. Redinger hands it off on the far side, run right up the middle, and a big run into the secondary and across the 45 down to the 40. Duquet gets 14, and right now Moscow is running on all cylinders.
Yeah, just off left tackle, Chris. A simple little counterplay, not even a counterplay, just a lead block, a pulling guard, and he's able to open up a big hole. And he just does the rest and picks up a big play there for the Moscow Bears.
So we've got 2:55 left in this first quarter. Moscow now first down at the Bulldogs' 41-yard line. Redinger, Duquet in motion. They fake the throw to him, and then Redinger just runs it up the middle, and he's going to get a good run. He's still on his feet. He's got a first down inside the Bulldog 30 to the 29, and Bulldogs need to readjust their level of intensity right now, Jay.
Oh, yeah. They're on their heels, not knowing what they're doing, and Redinger's doing a great job, and he's looking one way, and he's looking another, and then he's gets the defense to kind of follow his eyes, and then he's a triple threat guy. He can throw it left down the sideline, and then he's going to run it. So the Bulldogs just on their heels a little bit.
First 10, Redinger throws it on the far side, and there's a catch and run that's going to get inside the Bulldogs' 20-yard line. It's another first down and another big game for Moscow. Postel this time just taking the out pass at the line of scrimmage and off the field he goes.
Yeah, they're putting it in the hands of their best athlete. I mean, Postel's 6'5", 6'6", kid. He's big, big, strong kid, and they're getting some great blocking at the point of attack, and the Bulldogs just not right. They're kind of just sitting back. Not you can see the play happening, Chris, and they're just not reacting to it, and they're just shoving it kind of down our throat right now.
They sure are. And here we go with 2:17 left in the first quarter. Moscow already back inside the Bulldog red zone, and the handoff comes to the near side. Duquet is going to get a short gain, short in the fact that it's only about 5 yards, maybe four. So second and six coming up inside the 10-yard line. And this first quarter has been all Bears so far.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, Chris. They're doing a great job just at the line of attack. The offensive line for the Bears is doing a great job of this. The key to our defense is that front three getting some pressure, and they're just unable to get any pressure downfield on the quarterback, and he's just sitting back there just to be able to make all kinds of decisions. Right now that front three really needs to start getting some pressure on that quarterback.
So we've got 1:30 left in the first quarter, and this is the 20th play already for Moscow. Bulldogs have run just three. Man in motion, they fake the handoff. Redinger goes right up the middle. He stays on his feet, and he's in the end zone. Busts a couple tackles, and just like that, Moscow jumps out 13-0, and their offensive game plan right now, Jay, is working to perfection.
Well, I tell you what, just execution right now, and the Bulldogs, our defense flies. They don't know what's going on. They're throwing the ball, they're running the football, they've got a lot of motion going on, and right now just really dominating up front. And that time, just pretty easy for Redinger just to take up the middle, and he's able to plow it in 12 yards out.
So senior night off to a great start for Moscow, as Postel now is into a try the extra point again with 1:20 left here in this first quarter. So far all Moscow. We're still a long way to go, but the Bulldog offense is really going to have to get something done in its next possession. Extra point is up and good. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
For the month of October, we have some feed specials to tell you about here at the Co-op. Purina Strategy Healthy Edge is on sale, $19 for the 50-pound bag. Purina Strategy Healthy Edge Horse Feed is a high-fat, nutritionally balanced, controlled starch and sugar diet for horses aged 2 years and older. Also from Purina, we have Leina Poultry Pellet or Crumble on sale, $15 for the 50-pound bag. This 16% protein, high calcium ration is excellent feed for your barnyard layers. The co-op also stocks several options for stall and chicken coop bedding and stock tank de-icers. With the cooler weather coming on, remember that the co-op stocks North Idaho Energy logs and pellets at competitive prices and delivery can be arranged. Find these items and so much more at the co-op. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Back on KSPT and Rock 103, 1:20 left here in the first quarter, and first quarter has been played entirely on the Bulldogs' side of the field, and offensively, the Bulldogs, well, they really need to get something rolling here and give the defense a time to rest and relax and come up with something that might slow these guys down. And there's a catch made on the kickoff by Christian Niemela, who gets across the 35. And he's going to be knocked down at the 37. So a short kick and a good return for the Bulldogs. And the offense takes it over in fine position.
You know, it's a tough road trip down for the Bulldogs, Chris. It's a long bus ride down, right? And, you know, the Bulldogs come out, I think, a little bit flat here.
I would agree.
You know, and just not showing up ready to play in this game. You know, Moscow Bear team, who got beat by Lewiston last week, you know, in a close game. But, you know, we shut out Lewiston 30-0. So, you know, they're going to have to pick up the intensity here, turn it on, and get themselves back to this football game.
So big drive for the Bulldog offense right now for sure as they take over. And Jackson Pettit takes the snap and drops, looks, throws, goes deep across the middle, and it's incomplete. Trying to get it out there, I believe Toby that Bank. Was Toby Bank they're trying to throw it to, and the pass over the heads of almost everyone.
Yeah, again, you know, you got the safety deep, Chris, and you know, really a tight window for Jackson to squeeze it into. And I think, you know, if Kobe kind of keeps his vertical route, you know, instead of the corner is able to turn him inside and the ball just, you know, going where nobody can catch it.
So second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Back to pass Pettit again. Pettit, big rush, throws it to Cox on a screen up the middle. He's got a first down and more. He's across midfield and to the 48-yard line. That's about a gain of 14, and the Bulldogs' first down.
Yeah, it's a huge play right there. But, again, Moscow Bear, you can tell what they're going to do. They're going to try to pressure Jackson Pettit in that backfield and look for Garrett Cox to catch a lot of those balls underneath. And, again, right there, just a nice play set up for Garrett Cox.
Back to pass Pettit again. Big rush trying to set the screen to Cox. They do. Cox spins at the 35,
oh,
the 40.
Hit me.
And then we got a flag down behind the play.
Yeah, you know, you come down to District 2, Chris, and that's it. I'm watching Chris Niemelin make a block on that play, and he has the guy locked up, and the guy spins away. Is that what it's going to be? I don't know, man. That's a tough call. As that flag comes down, and what, about the
– right at the line of
right
scrimmage.
At the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're going to get tonight from District 2. But, you know, again, illegal man downfield, puts the Bulldogs in the second 15.
So, second and 15 for the Bulldogs. I guess if you're looking at the bright side, 5's better than 10. As opposed to having a hold there. So, here we go with the Bulldogs. Down 14. Second and long facing it.
That's first, yeah.
Oh, no, first down. You're right. First down and 15. Back pass. Headed again. Big rush, and he's sacked.
Yeah,
the rush comes right through Garrett Cox, who couldn't stop the oncoming rusher. And it's going to be now second down and 21, 22.
Yeah, you know, Jackson got a little bit, you know, I think Fieldbar's upset because he didn't get deep enough in the backfield on the dropback. But, you know, Garrett Cox barely.
Yeah, that was a whiff.
Blocked the linebacker and, you know, put a hand on him. We're all good, but Bulldogs in serious trouble here to start this football
That's
game.
Right. It's first quarter in the books, and it's all Moscow. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this.
If you're thinking of